What's up, everybody? Today we're talking about setting a target and staying focused on it and ignoring the haters. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we use positivity to build a better mindset. This is your host Henry and
co-host Eric.
And we've got a great video for you today. One of the things I wanted to start off talking with is just the internet in general. And as we're trying to build this podcast, you know, to just really get reach, and not really sure what we want to do with it yet, you know, other than just provide content that's good to listen to, hopefully inspires you. But Eric recently did a video at a chiropractic office, which we can put a link down in the description if you want to check it out. Yeah. But it was so interesting. So if you don't know, Eric's a personal trainer. He works at Gold's Gym. He trains people.
Yep.
The internet is such a weird place, and it's been something that's strange for me to understand. Is like, so he did that video, and then some of the comments were talking about like he doesn't look like a fitness person, yeah, and stuff, and it just, you know, it's hard, you know, for me to like really blend like what's real life and what's internet. And so like I've been trying, because you know, the idea of having like an online business and stuff like that sounds so cool, but what's real in real life and what's real online just there seems to be such a difference. Yeah. And it could have just been the channel that he was on and the type of people watching it, but like just that someone would even think that like he's not a personal trainer or doesn't look like a personal trainer, which, you know, I don't think that I'm in, you know, extremely good shape or anything like that. But when I'm actually in the field working at the gym, people are like, oh yeah, no, I want to look like you, or you're in great shape. And I'm like, not really, you know, I'm just, you know, in average shape and stuff like that. And so for me, the mindset of like being okay putting yourself out there online, I mean, you know, this channel doesn't get a ton of views, and of course people listen to it on the podcast, and if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you know,
doesn't get a ton of views yet.
Not yet. But you know, there's that like fear of like getting out there and people not liking you. So what is your impression after like doing that video? Because that channel has like 50,000 subscribers, so it's a bigger channel.
Slightly bigger.
Yeah, so what's your impression, or your feeling after seeing that and then seeing like comments and stuff like that? You know, how does that make you feel?
Personally, I like to think I've got pretty thick skin, and I've learned to like laugh at kind of myself and at life and just not take things too seriously. So some of the comments, you know, had I been a bit more sensitive, I'm sure I would have hurt my feelings a lot, but I thought they were funny. I just think people are kind of clever in what they come up with. So it was interesting, to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like the reason I like talking about it is because when I'm at the gym talking to somebody and helping them get on a fitness, you know, plan or just join the gym, whatever, you know, I feel like I have a pretty good of understanding of people. And then you see how people act online, and it's like this, it must be this person inside them that they don't get to, you know, be a lot. So, you know, they get to be that online. And so when you think about being in the self-help business or something like that, like how do you help those people?
Yeah.
You know, that like the only outlet they have is to say something negative on a video or a picture or whatever. And it's not just that. I mean, really the comments weren't that bad, but you know, you get on a YouTube channel and you see where stuff, or Instagram, you see where stuff put that stuff, and it's like, how do you help those people? You know, those people seem really lost. I mean, Grant Cardone talks about how he loves the haters, because he says haters spread his message more than a fan. Which, you know, is kind of backwards. You know, you think in business, if you have an unhappy customer, they're going to tell 10 to 20 people about their bad experience, versus, you know, a happy customer might tell like one or three, you know, in there. So maybe that's what it is they're not really customers anyway. They're just people that are lost. Yeah. Maybe they really do like you. It's just they don't know how to express it, or they feel bad that they like you, so they post it that way or something like that. But you know, the point is, like, whatever barriers you have, like, don't be afraid to cross them. And that's been one that, you know, I've thought about, like, you know, putting yourself out there is tough. You know, just being out there. I mean, you know, your Instagram's got quite a bit of followers and stuff like that. You know,
just this morning I got one of those weird messages where it's like, hey, do you have, you know, this, like, special messaging app? And I, you know, you're like a sexy, tall guy. And I was like, that's kind of weird. So it's like, you know, I mean, I'm used to it. I get that stuff on Instagram every now and again. So it's, if you're gonna put yourself out there, it's something you've got to get used to. You know, we can say we want to change it all we want, but the odds of that happening are slim. So
it's just a weird thing. So that's kind of one of the things I wanted to mention. You know, because it affects, you know, worrying about what other people think can really affect what you do, and especially when it comes to goals and stuff like that. Like, if you have a goal of something you want to do, like, you really can't worry about what other people think, because I do it, you know, I worry about what people might say or something like that, and then, you know, it limits what you can do. And then one of the things that I was listening to an audiobook, I went to the lake over the weekend, was listening to an audiobook on the way back, and they were talking about how, you know, when you're born and you're growing up as like a baby and toddler, you don't really know limitations, right? Yeah. The only limitations you learn are ones that are put on by the people supervising you. So most of the time they're put on by love. You know, someone tells you, you know, hey, don't grab that knife, it's sharp, because they don't want you to cut yourself. Or hey, you know, don't sing in public because it's rude. Or, you know, they put these boundaries on you, and it's coming from a place of care. And then it transforms into, like, you know, like a negative thing about money, like, oh, I gotta work all day and I don't have any money to pay these bills. And then you start getting these things like, wow, he works all day, so you have to work all day and you still don't have enough money. And so you start building these mindsets and stuff. And so you have to figure out, if you're older, how to reverse engineer all those, you know, blockages. And most of them are coming from places of care.
Yep.
You know, and so that's one thing that I'm working on, is just like really having an open, like, instead of focusing on like failure or what could bad happen, like really just thinking, well, I'm going to succeed, and that's what it's going to be. And because you don't succeed right away usually, so you just have to see past that.
And one of the big things with, you know, telling people your goals and then how they react, one of my biggest pieces of advice is, if, you know, with your like closest inner circle of friends, find ones who are going to build you up, who are going to say, you know, like they're going to hold you accountable, but they can say, yeah, you know, I know you can do that. Where, you know, like, because a lot of times, you know, the people who are you're friendly with, they might not be your friends. They'll just be like, yeah, okay, sure. Like, you can, you know, call me in 10 years when you figure out how to do that.
And it's coming out of care, usually.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you get hurt.
Yeah, and, you know, because they don't know how to do it. But really, I think surrounding yourself with people who build you up and who boost your confidence is hugely important.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... that's definitely good, but then also trying to put yourself in the next class of people that are like, you would be the worst house on the block
exactly.
to them, you know, and so getting involved with those people, because they're going to see things how you see things. And so adjusting that mindset, because it's so easy to just like see the short end, you know, just a lot of times it's like when you, if you're bowling or you're throwing a dart or whatever, if you're like looking at your arm when you throw it, or baseball, you know, you tend to throw it wrong.
Yeah.
But if you look at your target where you're throwing to and like have your foot pointed at the target, I know that's like something they always preach, is like when you throw it or whatever, your foot should be pointing where you're trying to get it to go, because you're going to go that way. It's the same with, you know, real life, is like, you know, to have your target, stay focused on it. Don't worry about all the other stuff. You know, you have a target, be focused on it and go forward.
Yeah. And, you know, say, with the whole foot thing, like, set yourself up to achieve that goal, focus on that goal, and, you know, again, don't let yourself get distracted by everything else going on around you, because most of that stuff's not important. You know, if it's not going to matter in, what is it, 5 weeks, 5 years, whatever it is, it's like, don't worry about it. That's that's something I really focus on a lot, is like, if there's something that's going to upset me, if it's not going to bother me in a week or in a month, in a year, you just gotta let it go.
Yeah, it's something like you're working on right now. It's like, you just graduated, or you just completed college and stuff like that. So you're trying to figure out, like, what do I do? I'm sure that's a common feeling for people when they graduate college. Like, what do I do next? Unless you have, like, you're going to further your education for something, you know, that goal. But for the longest time, your goal is just to complete this college. And now you're, quote unquote, an adult. And so you're like, okay, what do I do now? Like, I'm supposed to do something. Like, do I go this way? You know, do more of what I'm currently doing and stuff like that. And so, you know, that's a tough one to figure out. But then, you know, find your next target and go towards it. So, you know, just don't worry about what other people think. You're going to, but don't.
Try not to put any weight behind
it. And that's more of a message to myself. Don't worry about what other people think. Focus on what you want to do, like what lights you up. And then just like go towards that, you know, to have blinders on and just go towards that.
Do it.
Yeah. So if you did like the video, please give it a thumbs up. If you have any comments and suggestions on how to be successful, you know, we did some extra stuff today with the moving camera. So hopefully over that added some just more visual excitement when you watch the video. If you did like it, give it a thumbs up and subscribe. And we'll see you guys next time.